Thank you so much for joining us as we continue our praying through the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 17. That's our passage today. Paul writes this, "Only let each person lead the life that the Lord has assigned to him and to which God has called him. This is my rule for all the churches." Let me read that again. "Only let each person lead the life that God has assigned him and to which God has called him." And there's a lot in that one verse. So I'll start with a couple questions, maybe more than a couple. Are you happy with where you are in life? Are you looking for the next quote-unquote big adventure? Do you find yourself always wanting to be where you're not? Does tomorrow or yesterday always seem better than today? Now, granted, there are some stages of life that aren't pleasant, and there are issues that we want to get over and challenges we want to get through. But for many, maybe for you, life has become a succession of daily discontentment. Now, check out today's passage. Believers are to live confidently in the situation of life that God has assigned. I know that that's not always easy, but in each task, God will give you all that is needed to do what He's called you to do. Life with God has mountain passes that expand our lungs and valleys that demand trust, challenges that stretch us, and storms that cause us to run for protection. And remember, your present circumstance is not permanent. The right job will come. Grief will finally move out of your heavy heart. There will not always be diapers to change and two kids hanging on to your knees. You'll survive the teenage years. Healing will come in this life or when you see God face to face. And through it all, the Father is right there with you. Whatever your present state, you can experience and enjoy. Yeah, you can really enjoy the journey with Him. A couple talking points. Ask God to show you why you are in a state of dissatisfaction. And then ask God to give you contentment in your present state. Remember this passage, "Only let each person lead the life the Lord has assigned to him and to which God has called him." Father, thank you for all the assignments that you give me. There are some I don't enjoy. They cause pain and fear and anxiety, and I want out of those situations. But help me to trust you today. Give me strength to stand and confidence to endure. Work in my heart to make me more like you. Even though my assignment today may be difficult, I want to thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.